Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello everyone, I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Hey Sam, did you try the pizza place they opened last week?
No.
It is American style pizza shop? Well, my friend told me that.
Well, you know what, I hear this is a real authentic this, real authentic that, but it never really is.
You know what? They have a chef from the US.
Oh.
Actually, I talked to him. He is really American.
Really?
Yeah.
So, sounds like maybe this is the real deal.
Yeah, it is a real. Let's go someday.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm dying to try it. Let's go after the show.
All right. 那么刚才呢我们用到了昨天讲到的 idiom, the real deal, 翻译成中文呢是货真价实的意思。那么在这个对话里面提到了说新开了一家披萨店。这家店呢 Sam 会怀疑呢可能说不会是非常正宗的一家美国披萨店。我跟 Sam 说别怀疑了，因为这家的这个厨师呢是美国来的。他呢是货真价实的一个美国人，同时呢他做的 the pizza 也是说货真价实的一个美国风味的披萨，用到的这个 idiom 是 the real deal. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom, we have another real something.
Another real idiom?
Right. Today's idiom is real trooper.
Trooper.
Real trooper. Trooper is, now it could be spelled a couple different ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's T-R-O-U-P-E-R and T-R-O-O-P-E-R. P-E-R.
That's a British spelling or American spelling?
Yeah, that's right. So, real trooper.
So, what is American spelling, trooper? T-R-O-O. O-O-P-E-R.
Yes.
那么今天的俚语里面有一个关键词叫 trooper, T-R-O-O-P-E-R. 它的原意呢是在部队里面的一个士兵 a soldier. 那同时前面有一个形容词 real trooper, 真正的士兵。那么难道还有一个假的士兵 a fake trooper?
Well,
you pretend to be a soldier fighting.
Or maybe you just walk around the street. I know you can buy like military, we call it the camo,
yeah.
Camouflage.
Yeah.
I know you can buy that, so maybe you just want to seem like you're a soldier?
Yeah, well sometimes in the street you can see a fake soldier. They're wearing a uniform that was, belonged to the army.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe. Let's do a little conversation, alright?
Yeah, a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Peter, I just want to let you know, I was really impressed with you yesterday.
What was that?
Well, I was really impressed with you at the charity marathon yesterday, because it was a 10K.
Yeah.
And you know what? I tried to run the whole 10K, but you know, after 5K, I got so tired I had to walk the rest of the way. But I noticed that you jogged the whole way. You're a real trooper.
Well, Sam, you know what? Before the marathon, I did a lot of practice, so I was in good shape.
Well, I'm super impressed. There's no way I could ever do that.
Well, we can work out together later. You can run 10K, no problem.
You think I can do that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Well, maybe I'll be a trooper like you.
Yeah.那么刚才的对话用到了 real trooper, 它的场景是呢 ,Sam 对我昨天的表现非常非常的惊讶，因为我一口气跑完了10公里的马拉松，这个马拉松呢当然是一个慈善马拉松了。Sam 呢只跑了5公里，最后呢实在坚持不下去了，所以中途退赛了。Sam 对我的评价是 ,Peter, you are a real trooper, 表示说你是一个意志力非常坚定的一个人，或者是你这个人非常有韧劲，非常有干劲的一个人，叫 real trooper。我跟 Sam 说呢，由于在马拉松之前我进行了大量的训练，每天都在跑，所以呢我的状态是非常好的，这就是我为什么能够非常顺利的跑完10公里的马拉松。如果 Sam 跟我一起训练的话呢，下一次他也可以没有问题的顺利的跑完10公里的马拉松。说如果 Sam 努力训练的话，他也可以成为一个 a real trooper。
So if you think like a person in the military or the army, they're supposed to be pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be complaining a lot.
Right.
No matter what difficult circumstance they encounter, they'll be pretty normal, pretty patient and endure.
那么 real trooper 在生活当中是指那些非常有耐心、非常有韧劲的，或者说非常有毅力的那种人，叫做 real trooper. So could you give us another example for expansion practice?
Okay, well let's say there's a married couple, and they're going to have someone come spend a week at their apartment. Maybe it's a family member, like mother-in-law, brother, sister. Well, let's say that the person that stays over, they're a little messy, their personality is pretty strong, like they're kind of bossy. But the husband or the wife, or whoever the spouse is, it's not their family member. If they're a real trooper, they won't say anything. They'll just kind of endure, even though this is pretty irritating.
那么另外一个场景呢，跟我们刚才讲到的那个马拉松呢有一定的区别。比如说在自己的工作或者生活环境当中，你可能遇到一些让你觉得不是非常顺心的一些人，他们往往脾气非常的差，然后对你的态度也不是特别的好，你对他们的反应呢没有说叫什么以牙还牙的那种 tit for tat 的那种方式，而是说呢尽量能够容忍，能够呢沉静下来，没有和他们呢发生过多的那种争执。那么这种人呢在生活当中也用我们今天讲到的 idiom 叫 real trooper。 Well, that's it for today's idiom discussion. Real trooper has nothing to do with soldier or with fighting.
No fighting. And you know what, I think when we learn a language, we gotta be a real trooper, because even though it can be difficult and you feel like you want to give up and quit, just keep going and just be a real trooper when it comes to learning a language.
Well, now let's go to the third part of Butler's story. Butler's not finished yet.
Okay, so, you know, we've been talking about, first of all, what's involved in the school, and then how there's kind of a really good demand for Butler, because lots, plenty of rich in China. So what about our Butler discussion today?
Well, it's a prospect of a Butler as a career. Not a job, it's a career. Do you think it can make a lifelong commitment to Butler?
Okay, so maybe not just some work to help us get through college. Much, much longer.
You know, Butler is a job or career for a lot of people in UK. They are a lifelong Butler.
Yeah, that's true. They may be with a family their whole life.
And so in China, do you think it's possible for a guy who pick up Butler as their lifelong commitment or not? Or just a temporary thing?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure.
下面我们将讨论一下男管家作为一个职业，他是否成为一个人或某些人的一个终生的职业，或者呢只是一个人暂时的阶段性的一个工作。那么今天我们将讨论一下这个 the future possibility as butler.
Okay.
So before we go to the story, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today, for Hit the Books, let's start with Wedding Planner. Wedding Planner. Wedding is W-E-D-D-I-N-G. Planner, P-L-A-N-N-E-R.
今天第一个词组呢 ,Wedding Planner, 翻译成中文是婚礼的策划人。那么知道呢，在中国举办婚礼需要一个a guy in charge almost everything.
So a wedding planner is especially helpful when it comes to bigger weddings, because there's a lot of stress when it comes to planning a wedding, finding a place, finding a catering company, but a wedding planner can help do all of that stuff for you, so it helps cut away some of that stress before getting married.
所以刚才 Sam 讲到婚礼的策划人对于婚礼的成功举办起到了一个非常关键的作用。
Next we have the wordConcierge. Concierge. C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E. Concierge.
下一个单词 concierge. Well, this is a French word.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, 那么第二个单词呢，听过这个发音我们知道呢，应该是一个法语单词。它翻译成中文呢，可以有几个意思。第一，可以指看门人 a doorman。同时呢也可以是一个管理者 or manager of something.
Yeah, actually at a hotel or maybe like, for example,One time I went to Mexico and it was a resort. And the concierge desk, they have the person that kind of general manager. So like if you want to get a taxi, they'll help you get a taxi. If you want to ask for directions to a place or ask them like, hey, is there any good places to eat? They're the person to go to.
大家在酒店里面呢会经常看到这个单词 concierge. 它的作用是帮助入住的客人呢去找出租车。如果有一些问路或者说当地有什么疑问都可以找这个地方叫 concierge.It's not different from inquiry.
I guess they're similar, yeah. But you won't see too much of an inquiry written in a hotel, but you'll see a concierge desk.
那么说刚才确认一下是否跟我们学到的另外一个单词 inquiry, 叫询问处有相似的功能。答案呢是他们呢应该是一个 a similar function. 基本作用呢是相同的，但是在酒店里面更习惯用这个单词 concierge, 而不用呢 inquiry 这个单词。
Next, we have the word divulge. Divulge. D-I-V-U-L-G-E. Divulge.
第三个单词 divulge 翻译成中文是透露或者泄露一个秘密或者一个信息。And it means leaking or release a secret information.
Yep, so it's never a good thing. Maybe they have a big mouth.
Right, big mouth guy.
Yeah. Next we have the word winery. Winery. W-I-N-E-R-Y, winery.
下一个单词 winery， 它跟我们学过的那个葡萄酒有一定的联系，它是指呢能够生产葡萄酒的这个地方，葡萄酒厂叫 winery。
So, actually, by my hometown,、there's the Napa Valley,、which is now pretty famous for their wine. A lot of wineries, a great place to go if you visit California.
Right.
Go to Napa Valley and visit all the wineries.
And no, Napa Valley is well known in the world for the wine productions.
Yes, that's right. Okay, next we have the word esteem. Esteem. E-S-T-E-E-M. Esteem.
下一个单词翻译成中文是尊敬 esteem. Sometimes we put self-esteem in front. Self-esteem 表示什么？自尊。
Yeah, that's right. But if you use it by itself, you often see it with the word highly. Like this is a highly esteemed author, or I highly esteem someone.
那么这个单词呢，前面可以加一个副词 highly esteemed author or writer， 表示说特别受到人们尊敬的一个作家或者一个 musician。
Next we have connotation. Connotation. C-O-N-N-O-T-A-T-I-O-N. Connotation.
下一个单词 connotation 表示说一句话或者一个概念的它的内涵 connotation.
Next we have inferior to. Inferior to. Inferior is I-N-F-E-R-I-O-R. Inferior to.
Inferior to 翻译成中文呢，表示一个东西不如另外一个东西好。它的反义词呢是 superior to。
Yep, that's right. And so a lot of times when we talk about quality,、we talk about inferior. Well, that brings us to our last word for our hit the books, which is mindset. Mindset. M-I-N-D-S-E-T. Mindset.
最后一个单词 mindset 翻译成中文是一个人的心态。
Yeah, I think we often hear this word with proper.So, for example, maybe we need to just kind of relax before we start thinking about something, get into the proper mindset,、then we can think clearly.
所以说呢，我们如果想很好的解决一个问题的话呢，首先要一个良好的心态，就可以用这个单词 a proper mindset.
Yes.
All right, now let's go to the third part of Butler's story.
Okay, here we go. Lifelong career?Former wedding planner Wang Mingzhu finished the course in July and now has a job in working for a company called Bongduobao, a concierge service for wealthy families. She won't divulge how much she earns, but says she gets paid a lot. For her, the hardest part of the course was learning about red wine. There is just too much to know. For instance, the grapes, the wineries, the way to make wines.She watches Downton Abbey each week, but says that didn't inspire her to become a butler. She believes it will offer a lifelong career path. People prefer their wedding planners young, she says. Wang says she's viewed with esteem and recognition by her clients. In China, service often has a negative connotation, suggests that you are inferior to the one you are serving.That's not the case in the Western mindset. Everyone is equal, even though you are the provider of the service.
今天我们将遇到在这个学校毕业的一个学生，他的名字叫王明珠。She was a former wedding planner.
Yes.
他原来的职业呢是一个婚礼的策划师。现在通过这个学校的培训呢，他即将有一个新的工作。So what kind of job is that?
Well, she works for a company that provides a concierge service for wealthy families.
那么文中提到他这家公司呢叫 concierge service to wealthy family, 对那些富有家庭或有钱家庭的一个管家服务。It's different from butler service.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. It's different from butler service.But probably a lot of the same requirements are used or are put into place.
因为呢，他通过这个学校的培训呢，他知道如何能够得体的说话，如何能够有效的展现自己。那么他学到的这些知识，能够让他非常自信的能够和这些 wealthy family 进行打交道。因为我们知道这些特别有钱的家庭呢，对那些他们所服务的人员呢是比较挑剔 ，very picky。
Yeah, I would definitely think so. Mm-hmm. And maybe more demanding. They have a busy schedule. They got to be here. They got to be there. A lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. So someone needs to be, we could say, on the ball. They got to be very knowledgeable and know exactly what to do.
他的这个学校学到的这些知识能够帮他从容的能够面对这些 wealthy family.
So, you know, if you work for the wealthy, you probably get paid pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what, even though the writers of this article tried to ask her how mm-hmm. much she got paid, she wouldn't divulge that information.
本文的作者呢问到这个王明珠问她的收入如何但是呢她给的回答是 get paid a lot 只是给一个非常 general 非常一个笼统的一个数量这个收入是不菲的但是没有给出一个 exact number.
So, you know, it gets paid a lot. She obviously feels pretty confident and pretty satisfied with how much she gets paid. So we know it's definitely not a little amount.
所以呢她没有透露任何的信息这里面的一个透露没有用我们学到的一个单词 tell or release or leak 而用到的单词是 divulge、
yeah.
表示说泄露这个单词它往往是一个情报上的一个泄露比如说一个情报机关把重要的信息透露给第三方那么这个环节呢叫 divulge
Yeah, so we know that it's more secretive information、mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of times you hear when it comes to social media、
mm-hmm.
don't divulge any personal information
you're right
because it can be viewed by a lot of people and you don't want people knowing the personal information
那么这个单词呢可以用到我们前几期讲到了一个 boarding pass 我们登机牌上的这些信息大家不要把自己那些这个 barcode放到这个 social media 上因为呢通过这个 media 其他人或者是有一些心怀不正的一些人能够通过你所上传的这个 barcode 获得你的相关的信息那么这种 posting something online 有可能 divulge your personal secret information
Yeah, that's right So be careful And remember if it's talking about information that's relatively secretive or personal, use this word, divulge, rather than tell.
What about the steep learning curve?
Well, it sounds like that maybe she didn't have too much trouble with forks, knives, or place settings, even like how to behave. She had a trouble with was wine.
同时呢我们也了解到她整个学习过程当中最难的这一部分。我们想一想前几期我们学到 learning curve, 学习曲线同时前面加一个词叫 steep learning curve, 表示说非常陡的一个学习曲线表示说学习过程当中最难的这一部分是什么呢是了解到西方的这个红酒 a wine, or red wine, or maybe white wine is still not that simple for Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. And you know why it's so difficult to understand? Is because there's so much you have to know.
Right.
You have to know, for instance, about the grapes.
Right.
There's so many different kinds of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's so many wineries all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You even have to know about how to make the wine.
Right.
All of this...just makes it really difficult to learn.
我们一般人来讲呢了解到红酒只知道呢它是一个 red wine 是一个红色的但是呢如果说深入学习之后会发现红酒里面的分支 of branches 特别的多比如说我们举几个例子红酒它的一个 grape varietal 比如说葡萄的种类比如有 Shiraz that's one of them and we say Cabernet Cabernet Sauvignon that's very difficult to pronounceRight?
Yeah, a lot of them have French names.
Yeah, and Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
So that's tricky.
Very tricky, yeah. I don't understand very much. I just know, like, oh, that wine I like, that wine I don't like.
Well, I know maybe four or five kinds of grape varietal, that's it.
Yeah.
And also have a winery as well. 不仅仅说葡萄的种类呢，可能说我们常吃的大概六七种。同时呢，不同的厂家有不同的产品。所以呢，对于一个 butler 来讲，你能记住这些酒的名字，应该是一个 miracle， 是一个奇迹。
Yeah, and isn't there even what we call a pairing? Like, so for example, if you eat a steak,You should have a certain kind of wine.
Right.
But if you eat chicken, well, you maybe have a different kind of wine.
那么作为一个成功的管家来讲呢，你应该知道不同的红酒配什么样的菜。Normally, we say red wine complements beef.
Yes,
right. Yes. And white wine go with seafood.And something is light.
Yeah. Oh, but like we mentioned, there's so many different kinds of red wine.
Right.
So, oh boy.
所以葡萄酒呢是一个相当有深度的一门课程。如果大家想了解的话，那是一个 a lifelong study.
So you know what? She was a wedding planner. What inspired her to have a career change?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've ever seen a TV show, it's on BBC TV show network. It's called Downton Abbey. And they have a really big house. And so they have the butlers, they have the maids, they have servants. Maybe she watched that and got inspired.
我们看看说在 BBC 呢有一档节目叫 Downton Abbey， 它里面讲到了说有一个 butler 的这个场景，通过这个场景呢，他呢希望能够获得一定的灵感，但是事实上 as a matter of fact it didn't inspire her to become a butler.
No, that's not the reason. She believed that becoming a butler would give her a lifelong career path.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? It turns out that in her previous career, wedding planners, well, people prefer young wedding planners. So the older she gets, maybe the less business she'll have.
所以呢，她认为呢，这个 butler 会是一个终生的一个职业 ，a lifelong professions.
Yeah.
同时，她认为呢，作为一个 butler 会得到人们的respect.
Yes, that's right. She mentions that her clients view her with esteem and recognition.
她的顾客对她充满了尊敬，以及呢 recognition， 以及对她的职业的认可。
Yeah.
两个单词非常的好，表示一个人的事业非常的好，那因此呢，获得了人们的 esteem and recognition.
Yeah, and what helps her to deal with this, and maybe a little bit, because yesterday we talked about people kind of criticizing, like, old-style Chinese eunuchs.
Yeah, palace eunuch.
Palace eunuchs. Mm-hmm. But she mentions that, well, the Western mindset is a little bit different.
Different.
Because people who provide service, mm-hmm. we don't feel like, well, that's a little bit negative, they're maybe below us, mm-hmm. but actually, we all should be pretty equal and
right.
respect.
那么在中国呢，我们刚才讲到了说这个 butler 市场呢，人们对他呢有一定的偏见，会认为他是一个 palace eunuch， 表示翻译的东西宫廷里面的宦官的角色。但是呢，我们现在应该对他有一个正确的一个认识，他的职业跟其他的职业呢是一样的，是 equal。
So just because you're providing a service doesn't mean the people needing your service are better than you.
在东方的文化当中会认为服务行业的人呢比其他的行业有可能会 inferior， 翻译成中文呢是低人一等。我们会认为在社会当中每一个人，你如果能够生存下来，你都需要为别人提供服务，你都是一个 service provider and you are being serviced.
Yeah. And this has a very useful saying. It mentions how kind of it's a negative connotation、mm-hmm. in maybe China, but it's not the case. So if you say something is not the case, that means it's not the situation in that area or a circumstance.
So I still remember an article I read from the newspaper when it was Sydney, and there was a girl went to London for a babysitter.
Ah.
And she asked for like a 4 weeks holidays and mobile phones, airport pickup. What seems like all the job entitlement for you know, a guy working in a decent company.
Yeah, and did she get it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, amazing.
刚才我们讲了一个故事，在很早很早以前，有澳洲的一个女孩子到英国呢，想当一个保姆。她跟她的 family 这个家庭呢，谈了很多的条件，比如说我需要一个免费的手机，需要什么机场接送，以及呢每年的四个礼拜的假期，同时还有什么呢？你的 welfare， 你的 medical care， 所有呢都需要获得。那么说，所以呢做这种服务行业的人呢，他和其他的工作的是一样的，所以呢我们不会对这个服务行业有任何的 discrimination， 大家都是同等的为他人提供服务，所以 we are equal.
Well, sounds pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can't afford to have a butler,
uh-huh.
but yeah, I think becoming a butler is looking better.
Possibility,
better.
Right? Future butler is the future.
Yeah, like it says, this is a lifelong career path. It's not going to be something I'm going to lose my job because I'm too old, you know,
right.
later on.
So remember the episode of Seinfeld? He become my butler, right?
Right.
Well, time's up for today's chat about butler.
Okay.
And time's up, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a party downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better thanThat the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild darts, video game.
Are you alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.